You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood in for Kai Rizdahl. This week, President Obama becomes the first sitting U.S. president to visit the Southeast Asian nation of Laos. Some fun facts about Laos. Its population is just under 7 million. It borders Vietnam, Cambodia, Thailand, Myanmar, and China. And as it happens, the Lao economy has been in transition for a little while now. Marketplace's Lewis Wallace looks at some of the controversy around that transition.
Laos has a small population, a hilly terrain with a lot of subsistence farming and fishing, and it's sandwiched between China, Vietnam, Thailand, and Cambodia. Its economy is pretty dependent on those neighbors, especially China. Tejinan Ponsadirak heads the Institute of Security and International Studies at Chulalongkorn University in Thailand. He says Laos is trying to move away from that dependency on China.
It's trying to diversify, it's trying to depend more on Vietnam and other countries so that it does not have to rely excessively on China.
Amy Seawright with the Center for Strategic and International Studies says the U.S. is encouraging that shift.
Having an independent Laos is important for the United States.
Because the U.S. is concerned about the balance of power in the region and generally keeping China in check. Much of Laos's recent development is a result of international involvement. Hydropower is the biggest industry. Seawright says Laos' communist government has supported letting outside investors build dams.
It sees this development of its electricity generation as really important to its economic future.
But opening up Laos to development hasn't always benefited the Lao people, says Ian Baird, a geographer at the University of Wisconsin.
The benefits are not being evenly distributed, nor are the costs.
The dams on the Mekong and other rivers displace people and cause problems for fish, a main food source, but the power mostly gets sold to other countries. Other types of development, like large-scale agriculture, have also displaced people, and while poverty has somewhat lessened over the last couple decades, inequality has grown. I'm Lewis Wallace for Marketplace.